Could I have a Mishna Berurah Chelek Aleph? First, before we start learning tonight, the Divrei Torah that we learned tonight is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmoso Avu Isha HaChashuv Achaya Rochel Basrev Shimon Zev. The Yortzeit is Kof Ches Oda Aleph, that is in another day. And she should be a Melitz Yosha for the entire family of our dear Choshev friend Reb Gedalia Mordechai Stern. And she should be a melech seishen. You should only know simchas v'nachas la'orech shonim toivis shetenuach v'sholom al mishkava. Once again, I'm just afraid I might forget this announcement at the end of the shiur. Next week I will be in Chutz Laretz. We will have no shiur next week. And you will all have to be in touch with the people in charge, with of Benny Rosengarten or the other Gaboom of the shul regarding the shiur a week later. So today we will be discussing a very relevant topic, sugya. This Shabbos was Shabbos Mevorchim. Shabbos Mevorchim of Odo number 2, Odo Hasheni. And we are in the Shona Melberes. So this year we have two Odors. So what are two Odors all about? Which is the real thing, and which is just ke'ilu, odor. When we have two odors, how do we relate to two odors? There are two sugyas and shas dealing precisely with this question, but they seem obviously to contradict one the other, and maybe both of them are not really relevant. So, Megillat Avava Amud Beis, we find the Machloikes Tanoa. Which of the two odors has the privilege to have Yemei HaPurim? Is it the first odor or the second odor? So is this basically the question of how we define two odors? When Chazal put in a new month, Chodesh HaIbur, did they stick it in between Shvat and Odor? And number 11 is the Chodesh HaIbur, or maybe the addition is at the end of the year. And month number 13, that is the additional month, Chodesh HaIbur. And that is between Odor and Nisan. Obviously, when we learn the Machlokes and Megillat Avot, our first guess would be, well, that's the Shaila and the Gemara. But it doesn't seem that that's the Shaila and Gemara, because both opinions argue their case, and we find that both svaras are local svaras. They do not touch upon the essential question, how do we define a Shona Me'uberes? Which one is the Chodesh HaIbur? So those that maintain Odor Rishon is Purim Mikra Megillah Matonis Lavyoinim. It is because Ein Mavinan Al HaMitzvos. And we need to take the first opportunity we have. I think just a few weeks ago, we discussed at great length the concept, the din, the halach of Ein Mavinan Al HaMitzvos. So those that maintain that Odor Rishon is the order in which we are observing all the mitzvahs of Purim, it is only because Ein Mavinan Al HaMitzvos. And the halacha is in accordance to the opinion that maintains Odor Sheni. And why is that? Asmuche Geula LeGeula Odiv Tvei. Because Purim and Pesach are 2 Yomim Tovim, will come to commemorate great Nisim. Pesach is the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Purim, the Nisim B'Yemei Mordechai V'Esther. And there is a point and there is logic in Asmuche Geula LeGeula and juxtaposing and having these two great days as close to one another as possible. So both opinions are not based on the more essential question, which is the real original Odor and which is the addition, but rather Svaras Kololiois. What has preference? Eim avinen ala mitzvahs, or maybe asmuche geule legeule. Sugya number two is in the Dorm Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah deals with the question if a person makes a neder ad odor, whether it's kumva asay or it's sheval taisa, whether the neder is I should do such and such till odor, or I should abstain from doing such and such till odor, and it is a leap year, a shonam aberes, which odor is that? And the Gemara says that the shayla in the Mishnah is dependent on a machlokes Reb Meir v'Reb Yehuda regarding din shtaros. When you write a shtar, how do you define two chodshei odor? And that is a machlokes Reb Meir v'Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir maintains that odor harishon is odor harishon, and odor sheni is odor stam. And Reb Yehuda argues to the contrary, odor rishon is stam, and odor sheni is odor hasheni. And whenever Reb Meir has a machloikis with Reb Yehuda, as we know, halachik Reb Yehuda, that's an interesting comment I want to make. Why is that? Why is the halacha not in accordance to Reb Meir? Whenever Reb Meir has a machloikis with Reb Yehuda, or Reb Shimon, or Reb Yossi, ain halachik Reb Meir. So there's an amazing Gemara in Erev and the Yud Gimel. And the Gemara says, "Gola v'yadua lefnei mi shehoma v'hoyu oylam shaloi hoyu b'doiroi she Reb Meir kamoisoi." Reb Meir was the greatest sage, the greatest godel of his day. V'lamu loy kavu halacha kamoisoi. So why isn't the halacha in accordance to Reb Meir? Mepnei shaloi yordu chaverev l'sof da'atoi. V'hoyu oymer al Torah tome v'amara leponim. V'hoyu oymer al tome Torah v'amara leponim. V'al Torah tome v'amara leponim. V'lo yordu chaverev l'sof da'atoi. So what? They don't make him the Rosh Hashiva, then he obviously won't be a great Magid Shir. But if he is number one, and he is the greatest of all the Gedolim of the era, of the age, why wouldn't the halacha be Kemoisoi? And my interpretation is, because even the greatest Gadol sometimes could make mistakes. We are all human. And we cannot determine halacha unless it's open for debate and discussion and dialogue. And if you can't explain your point, and if the other scholars and other people and other Talmidei Chachamim don't understand what you have to say, then that we cannot determine halacha in that way. Because halacha must be determined as a result of debate and discussion and argumentation, and therefore Reb Meir was the greatest of them all, and everybody knew that. So without debate and discussion and argumentation, how do you expect us to accept what you say just because you're great? So that's a yesod, and that is something that is worth thinking about. But anyway, Aloche Kerev Yehuda, V'kach Nifsak B'dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch. And there are very few aloches that are Nifsak B'dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch. This halacha, halachic Kerev Yehuda, is nifsak bedalet chelke Shulchan Aruch. Odor harishon is odor stam, and odor sheni is odor sheni. Oyra chayim, tov chov zayin, yoyra deya regarding hilchas nedorim, simen reish chov, sivav, Eben Ezer, referring to a get. How do we write this man in a get? Eben Ezer kuf chavav, and choyshe mishpat, simen mem gimel, in dinei shtoris. The halach is in accordance to Reb Yehuda, which would l'chayre determine that odor rishon, that is stam odor. And therefore, odor rishon we write stam, and odor sheni we write odor hasheni. Tov chov zayim. And once again, no, the Ran explains that both these halachas, Hilchas Nedorim and Din Shtoros, are toluy Belishne de bnei yadam. So when a person makes a neder, we define his neder and understand his neder belosh bnei yadam, and the same refers to shtoros. So this is an interesting point I want to make. The two basic sugyas in Shas with deal with the question of two odors, Megillah Davov regarding Dinei Purim, Nedorim Samach Gimel regarding Hilchas Nedorim, and the Gemara brings the Braisa regarding shtoros. Maybe both of them are irrelevant when we're dealing with the essential question, how do we define a shonam uberes? Because the Ran explains in Masechet Nedorim that those two halachas, Nedorim and Shtoros, are totally belishne de bnei Yodom. And the Gemara makes it very clear in Megillah Vav Amud Beis that the machlokes regarding Purim is either based on the concept of Eim Avin Alamitzas or Asmuchi Gula Legula. However, the Yushalmi has a different approach in Megillah Dav Zayinu Medalef. And the Yushalmi deals with the question, which of the two others is the Toisefes? And that is the way the Yushalmi interprets the machloikis, which of the two others do we observe the mitzvahs of Purim? So, and according to the Yushalmi, that essentially is the question regarding DNA Purim. So, in the Gemara we find three different sugyas, but in the Poskim we find a few more. One deals with Hilchas Aveilus. When do we observe a Yahrzeit? Odor Rishon or Odor Sheni? And that seems to be a machloikis between the Machaber and the Amoh and Simen. Tov kuf samech siv zayin. When the Machaber seems to indicate that Odor Sheni is the Yahrzeit, and the Ramo says Odor HaRishon. And some of the Echroinim argue, starting off with the Mugen Avraham, that it's a steal in the Machaber. Because of the Machaber, four different sources, Paskins, in accordance to the Yehuda, she'odor rishon, we write in a shtar, odor stam, and odor shiny, we write odor shiny. So obviously, odor rishon ikar. So why regarding Yahrzeit, odor shiny is the month we keep the Yahrzeit? According to what we explained just a few moments ago, the Ran, well, Shtoros and Adorim are totally belishne de bnei Yodom. Yahrzeit has nothing to do with loshen bnei Yodom. Yahrzeit should be determined by the question, what is the real Ador? On the other hand, the Ramo also seems to contradict his own opinion, because the Ramo in Semen Tov Kuf Samache says, we hold the Yahrzeit Odor HaRishon, and in Semen Nun Hei, regarding the question of Bar Mitzvah, when a child was born in Odo, 13 years later is a leap year, a Shona Meuberes, so when is he Bar Mitzvah? There are more Paskins Odor Beis. So why regarding Yortzat would he Paskin Odor Aleph? So the Chsam Soifer, two different Shuvas in Orachaim, Chsam Soifer Orachaim Semen Yudalad, and once again it's a Mekuf Samach Gimel, the Chsam Soifer says, maybe Yortzat is different because on one hand, Agdume Poranus Lo Magdeminem, but on the other hand, Mishpat Rashuam Begehenem Mishneim Asachodesh, and probably the Yahrzeit is a day of His Alis for the Neshom, and therefore we should make it as early as possible. So even though there are more Paskins regarding Bar Mitzvah, that Odor Sheni is the Bar Mitzvah, regarding Yahrzeit, it might be Odor HaRishon. What we see from all the various sources that I mentioned up to this moment is that in every sugya, or almost in every sugya, we have local svaras and specific svaras, and not necessarily defining the basic concept, the basic idea, the essence of the question, how do we define a leap year, a shona moberes? How do we deal with the question of two others, which is the Iker and which is the Toisefes? Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Yutes Omid Beis, Rashi makes it clear that Odor HaRishon Hu Chodesh HaIbur, which seems to indicate Odor Sheni is the Iker Odor, and therefore regarding Bar Mitzvah, we Paskin Odor Beis is the time of the Bar Mitzvah.
By your side, I think you Paskin is that
who Paskins? That's right. Kif Samach Gimel, also in Yudalad, but clearer and more forceful in Kuf Samach Gimel. Which is a chiddush, because usually Kol Yisrael Yoitzim Biad Romo and Ashkenazim Paskin according to Romo, but in this case, the Chsam Soifer Paskins, Keshitas Amachaba, Loki Divra Romo. And that is interesting. And many times when people ask me, I say, well, it depends what you're doing. If you fast on the Yahrzeit, you got to choose. If you drink L'chaim on the Yahrzeit, then both. Sofak L'chaim L'chumer. And that is actually what the Chsam Soifer Paskins. Because at the end of the tshuva he writes, V'dova she'ein bo tercha, one should keep both. So if you give tikkun on the Yahrzeit, toiv leiv mishte tomed, have it on Odor Rishon, have it on Odor Sheni. V'dova she'esh bo tercha, then the Chsam Soifer Paskins, the Iker is Odor Beis. The Mugen Avraham Paskins, Odor Aleph, in accordance to the Ramo. And therefore, when I am asked, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, or the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Yes.
Interesting. When Medrash Rabbeinu Flaim and many others say that the other days has no mazel, the shluchim that went out were all born in other days.
Yes, we will come to that just in a few moments. So let's deal a few minutes with the bar mitzvah dilemma. So the Rama says, if a boy becomes a bar mitzvah in a shorah meuberes, then order beis is the time of mitzvah, and the prichodesh goes against the Rama. And the prichodesh says, well, regarding godless, why would that depend on a shorah meuberes? L'chore godless is a question of growing up, of das. So common sense would have that 13 months is 13 months. So why would we say Odor Sheni would be this man of his bar mitzvah? And that is the opinion of the Pri Chodesh. So the Chasam Sofer quotes the very famous Yerushalmi in Masechet Nedarim. And the Yerushalmi appears more than once, also in Masechet Ksubis. And the Shach is the one that quotes the Yerushalmi in Siman Kuf Beites and Dine Vestas, Siv Kotten Yud Gimel. The Yerushalmi brings the Pasuk L'keil Goyim Erolai, and the Yerushalmi says that when Chachmi Yisol are Ma'aber V'Shona, it affects the physical world. Legabei Baz Gimel Shonim, Yesh Lo Besulim. So that is a famous Yerushalmi, and the Shach quotes Yerushalmi when he comes to explain Dine Vestas. How would Dine Vestas be dependent on Vesta Chodesh, on the day of the Chodesh? Mele Vesta Floga has certain basis in science, but how would Vesta Chodesh have any explanation? And the Shach quotes his Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't deal with Vestas, but it's the same idea. And the Chasam Sofer extends this idea also to the question of Bar Mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer says, well, if the boy becomes a Bar Mitzvah and a Shona Meberes, then his sensibility would patiently wait another month for him to reach the real date and the real odor. So lulei divrei Chasam Sofer, I would say, and this is a yesod which I feel compelled many times in my besmedes with my talmidim to go over again and again and again, because this is one of the most basic axioms in halacha. Generally, not always does the basic idea dictate all the details. Not always is the yesod din relevant lekol proteo v'digdukeu. Well, it is quite clear that bar mitzvah is about das. It has to do with das. Every bar das understands that bar mitzvah has to do with das. Even though I recall no source, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi, that explicitly says and explains that a kotnas potam and mitzvah mepnei she'ein lo das. And some achronim say has nothing to do with das. It's exeis akosav, which doesn't make sense. Of course, it has to do with das. And the earliest source making this clear is Rashi in Chagig Yedav Beis. At the very beginning of Masechet Chagig, Rashi says, Kotn Podam and Mitzvah, Mepnei She'ein Bo Das. So everyone would understand that Bar Mitzvah has to do with Das. But it doesn't have to do only with Das. Kamo kol din ha-Torah, yesh midah rabah shel shrirutiyut. And that is a gzeres akosef. Ben yud gimel shonim, if he has someone as a gadol. If he's lacking yud gimel shonim, he is not a gadol. And we're all aware, some kids that are 12-year-old are quite clever and quite smart, and some people are never very clever and smart, not even when they're 50 years old. So there definitely is a degree of shrirutiyut. I don't know how you say shrirutiyut in English. Of
arbitrary.
Okay, it definitely is to a great degree arbitrary, but not always does the basic idea dictate the details and the specs of a certain halacha. And therefore, if bar mitzvah is odor beis, and odor beis is what we define as odor, he might be clever a month earlier, but he still doesn't have a din of a gadol until he reaches the date and odor beis, and that is obviously the opinion of the Rama. So we do not have to rely on the Yerushalmi's novel idea, and we would say, well, bar mitzvah is about us, but at the end of the day, it's about his birthday. It's about his 13th birthday. Some kids have das before and some have later. But it is Ben Yud Gimel Shonim Shehevi Shnei Simonim, that is the day of the Bar Mitzvah. So, if I would live Many times I tell you, if I would live 800 years ago, no, in this case it wouldn't be enough. If I would live 1,600 years ago, I would argue, no, maybe even 800 years ago would be enough. I would argue, why would bar mitzvah have to do with a birthday? Why does it have to do with a birthday? Why shouldn't bar mitzvah be dependent on Yud, Gimel, Shonim, Miyoim, Liyoim, either Chodshei Ravona or Chodshei Chamor, but Shnois Chamor, why does that have to do with the date? The Beis Yosef brings from the Ogur, one of the Rishonim, that bases this ruling, this Aloch, on the Gemara in Eruchin, that Flamed Aleph Omid Beis. The Gemara in Eruchin deals with Bote Orechoyme, that a person could be paid 1 year. So 1 year, if it's a leap year, it's Yud Gimel Chadoshim. And that date in which he purchased the house. So that is Bote Orechoyme, because by Bote Orechoyme, the Torah says Eshono, but by mitzvah, we find nothing in Torah's Moshe. It is Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai. So why would Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai depend on a date? Why would it depend on the birthday? But that is the Shit of the Rishonim. That is what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ogur. So we must accept the proposition that the Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai of a date is, of a bar mitzvah is, yes, the date of his birth. It has to do with the date. It has to do with his 13th birthday. And that is why the Ramah Paskins, if, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, if it's a Shonim Oberes, Odor Sheini is the time of his bar mitzvah, not Odor Rishon. So what happens if he was born in a Shonim Oberes? Not the bar mitzvah is in a Shonim Oberes. And this brings us to a tremendous dilemma, which the Mechaber explains in Simen Nun Hei. Two boys were born in Chodesh Odar. One was born Aleph Odar Beis, and one was born 10 days earlier, Chof Odar Aleph. 13 years down the line, it's a Shona Pshuta. There's only one Odar. So the one that was born Aleph Odar Beis has Bar Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Odar. And the boy that was born 10 days earlier becomes a mitzvah 20 days later. And that is a paradox. But nevertheless, that's the psak of the Mechaber. Because at the end of the day, he's Aleph Odor and he is Chof Odor. Unless they were born in a Shonim Oberes and they become Bar Mitzvah in a Shonim Oberes. In that case, the Shavus Yankov argues, Chelek Aleph Sementet, and that is clearly in Shuvus Marima, means then Lekuli Alma, the one that was born in Odor Rishon has his Bar Mitzvah in Odor Rishon, and the one born in Odor Sheni has his Bar Mitzvah in Odor Sheni. But even that is not clear. And the Mogen Avraham says, no, they both have a Mitzvah Odor Sheni, and the one that was born earlier has Bar Mitzvah later.
Same with the Shtar Shturis, the Holy Mimim. Both wrote the Shtar Chodesh Odor Sheni, because one of them wrote it to the Shtar.
Yeah, but there it's a technicality. Here it's in Mahus, and that is Lechoira Taima. So the Halochas Ketanis, Chelek Beis, Simen Kufa and Dalad, takes this Halocha to the extreme. And the Halochas Ketanis is always provocative. I think he liked to be provocative. And it's a very interesting Sefer. The essence of the Sefer, maybe we'll discuss at another time. But what is surprising, he was the Rebbe of the Pri Chodesh, and the Pri Chodesh was one of the greatest poskim, and he was the Talmud of Mari Chagas. But this is really a very, very interesting sefer. So he writes, so what is the din? Two brothers, one was born mamish before the Shkia, Chof Tes Odor Aleph, and the other was born Aleph Odor Beis, 10 minutes later, Aleph Odor, 13 years down the line. The younger brother that was born 10 minutes later is a month older, because his bar mitzvah will be Aleph Odor, and his older brother will be Chof Tes Odor. Who needs to be mechabed who mitzad es l'rabbe suchichu agodre? So if they would ask me, I would say, you both need to respect one another. But the Halachas Ketanis says, no, the older brother is chayev bekvoido from his younger brother, v'yeskayim bohem mashakosav v'rav yavoid zoyo. That's the Halachas Ketanis. Because
COVID has got to
be the younger brother has his bar mitzvah a month earlier. He will have his bar mitzvah Aleph Adar. The older brother will have his bar mitzvah Chof Tes. So obviously, the one that has his bar mitzvah Chof Tes needs to be mechaber his oldest brother.
Why is COVID?
So the Shavus Yankiv in Chelek Aleph Simen Tes says, it's ridiculous. Which L'Chayre is. Because Es L'Rabbos Echichu HaGadol, at the end of the day, he's Echichu HaGadol. What does it have to do with Bar Mitzvah? So Bar Mitzvah, as we said, for some reason, is totally in a date, in a birthday. If it were dependent on me, I would say the Bar Mitzvah is also not totally in a date. But, Im Kabolehi Nekabel. That's what the Beis Yosef brings from the Ogur, and that's his Psak. But why would that have anything to do with Es L'Rabbos Echichu HaGadol? And the same argument between the Shus Yankev and the Halachas Ketanis also regarding another halacha, similar to the first. Mishnah Yevomis Daf Lametes, Mitzvah Begodol Yavim, O Lachloitz. If the oldest brother doesn't want to give Yevom HaChalitza, then we go to number two. So which of the two do we turn to first to give Chalitza? So the Halachas Ketana says, well, the first to have Bar Mitzvah, he is the first one to give Chalitza. And once again, the Shus Yankov says, Mitzvah Begodol. At the end of the day, the one that was born first, the one that was the first to see the light of the sun, he is obviously the older brother, and therefore he was the one to give Chalitza.
On the other hand, they both eat Chaylev. Who gets Malkus?
Well, once again, we assume that regarding Chiyuv Mitzvahs, the one that has the earlier birthday, he is Chayev B'Mitzvahs. But that's not because he's older. It's not because he's bigger. Ochichu HaGadol depends on the Metzias. The one that was born earlier, he is Ochichu HaGadol. But that is a machloikis between two great Gedolim going back more than 400 years, the Halachas Ketanis, Ma'ari Chagis, and the Shavuos Yankov.
Even in the Bar Mitzvah year before the second one became Bar Mitzvah, he's a Gadol. Even called the Shavuos Yankov.
Well, that is a very good question, because a Kotan can't give Chalitza. And if we want Chalitza in Chodesh Adar, we definitely will turn to the younger brother, because he already had Bar Mitzvah and he could give Chalitza. But in that case, it is only because he's the only one that could give Chalitza. And that's a marvelous question. Because the Gemara says, if the older brother is in Medina Sayyam, do we wait for him or not? And the Gemara says, we do not wait, because Shiu Mitzvah Slo Mashinan. So, but do we wait for the older brother to become Bar Mitzvah? He's not the Medina Sayyam. He's not in a faraway place. He's right here, but he's not Bar Mitzvah yet. But he's the older brother. Do we wait for him? Would we still say Shiu Mitzvah Slo Mashinan? And this brings us into the depths of the Sug of Shiu Mitzvah Slo Mashinan. I'm sure that Rav Gedalia Motcho remembers what I spoke about a few times, and it's in Minchas Oshachum Bereishis. The concept, what is the difference between Shiu Mitzvah Slo Mashinan and Zriz Magdim Al HaMitzvahs? Shiu Mitzvah Slo Mashinan is only when there's a reasonable reason to doubt, maybe we will be losing out the mitzvah altogether. If you want to wait for the older brother to come from Chutz La'aretz, who knows when he'll make it. And maybe in the time being, the younger brother will leave and we will be entirely missing out. But in this case, both brothers are here. We're dealing with a little boy. He's not going anywhere. So why not wait? So this would be a very interesting question. Yes?
The way you phrase the issue of the older brother and the younger brother, one born Chof Tes and the other born Aleph 10 minutes apart, that I have a question, because Adar Rishon, at least in our home, there was Manazeh, is always 30 days.
Yeah.
So it would be Lamed. And then you have a separate problem of how you deal with Lamed Adar Rishon and the Shana Pshuta.
Okay. So Lamed Adar Rishon would be Aleph Adar Beis, obviously. So if we don't have a Lamed, then It would be the first day in the next month.
It would be out.
Yeah, right, right.
But clearly the car and teacher of Ben is the younger, just the one born first.
No, of course, because that depends on Petarechem.
Okay, so that's...
That depends on Petarechem. So that definitely would be the firstborn. So I think someone mentioned which of the two others is Mazel Dogim. So if we do not find halachic sources to determine what is a Shona Meuberes and which is the real Odor, so maybe we need to deal with the metaphysical ideas and Mazel Odor Dogim. So which of the two others is Mazel Dogim? And this in itself is also an interesting matter of dispute and discussion. So, the Cheskuni al HaTorah Parshas B'Shalach, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua Benun, Bechar Lonu Anoshim, V'tzei Halochem Ba'amolek, the Cheskuni brings that Moshe Rabbeinu said, we need to find warriors that were born in Odor Sheni, because Yesh Mazel Agoyim, but Odor Sheni is not tachas mazalos, because we only have 12 mazalos for 12 months. Odor Sheni is lamalam and a mazal. So when Moshe tells Yeshua b'chalonu anoshim, all the warriors were those that were born in Odor Sheni, because the Yisroelim have no mazal in Odor Sheni. And there is also a medish that actually the gzeira and the nes of Purim was in Odor Sheni. It was in that year Shana Meuberes. So obviously the Cheskuni maintains Odor Beis, there is no mazel, and that is also quoted by the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael in Chodesh Odor, quoting the Chidor, and the Chidor brings it from a Ksav Yad of Rabbeinu Ephraim Ba'alei HaTosfos, that Odor Sheni is not mazel dogim, which would clearly indicate their opinion that Odor Sheni is the Chodesh HaIbur. On the other hand, the Levush writes that Odor Sheni is Mazel Dogim. That is the Levush, and that is also the Chsam Sofer in Simen Kuv Samech Gimel, in that same Simen. So there are two different dais. Which Odor is Mazel Dogim? Yes, that is the Yerushalmi Megillat of Zion that I quoted at the beginning of the Shia. So according to the Bavli, the reason we have Purim and Odor Sheni is just because Asmuchi Geula LeGeula, but according to the Yerushalmi, because Odor Rishon is the Tosefes, and Odor Sheni is the real Odor. Which brings us to the last discussion we will have in today's Shia. Mishenechnas Odor Marben Besimche. Is that Odor Rishon or Odor Rishon as well, or only Odor Sheni? So, basically, I think Sofek Simcha Lechumra. Sofek Simcha Lechumra. Chassidim say in the name of the Rishon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yisrael Meruzhin, Ayidef Alamul Zam B'Simcha. It's only a question of volume, more or less, Mishenechnas Odor Marben B'Simcha, Mishenechnas Odor Mematem B'Simcha, B'Medav Alamul Zam B'Simcha. How could a Yid be without Simcha? Sometimes a bit less, sometimes a bit more. Mishenechnas Odor Marben, Mishenechnas of Mematin, of Reidaf Amul Zam Besimcha. So, Mishenechnas Odor Marben Besimcha. Does that include Odor Rishon? And this is a very interesting example. When we learn Tshuvas of the Gedolim, we need to learn the Tshuva Mitchilos of HaTzofer, including the date. Because the Chsam Sofer, Tshuvas Chosha Mishpot Simen Chof, when he signs his name at the end of the Tshuva, he writes Chosamti, Aleph derash chodesh oda aleph shemar ben boi b'simcha. Aleph derash chodesh oda aleph shemar ben boi b'simcha. So the Chsam Sofer clearly seems to indicate Odor Rishon mar ben b'simcha. Even more than that, aleph derash chodesh oda aleph is betzem chof tes shvat. So Chazal say mishenechnas oda mar ben b'simcha. Roish chodesh oda, even aleph derash chodesh oda, the Chsam Sofer says Marben boy b'simcha. Unless one could argue Aleph derish chodesh or of Aleph shemarben boy b'simcha. Odor Aleph marben boy b'simcha. This is Aleph derish chodesh or Aleph, but why not say marben boy b'simcha includes roish chodesh or even Aleph derish chodesh or is still Odor. Well, it's chof tes shvat on one hand, but it's roish chodesh or on the other hand, marben boy b'simcha. Why not? But lechaira, this question is mitle tarchin, depends on the 2 days and the very last sif in Shulchan Aruch Mor Chaim. It's in Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin. The Ramo brings two different opinions, whether there's a mitzvah of simcha, Purim Kotan. And to me it is clear that the question whether Mishenechnes Odor Marbe Mesimcha includes Odor Aleph is dependent whether there's a greater mitzvah of Simcha Purim Kotan, Purim Shel Odor Aleph. Because if we say Purim Kotan, there is no mitzvah of Simcha, then probably that means Mishenechnes Odor Marbe Mesimcha doesn't include Odor Aleph. But if there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Purim Kotan, then probably that means that Odor Aleph is Odor regarding Simcha, and therefore Purim Kotan is a greater Yom of Simcha. Similar to Purim Gadol in other bays. That is a machloikis, 2 days, whether Odor Aleph is also behesbid v'tanis. 2 days in Mechaba and the Ramo. And the Ramo writes, Ikar kishita basroa, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha, but the minig is the harbois besudik tzas, v'toy v'leiv mishte tomid. That is the way that Ramo is Mesam Shulchan Aruch. So probably the question whether Mishenechnes Odor Marbe Mesimcha would include Odor Aleph is dependent whether there's a mitzvah of Mishta Mesimcha of a Suda in Purim Kotan. And this brings us to a fascinating Ksav Sofer in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Ksav Sofer writes that those people that have a minig Laharbis Besuda Purim Kotan should also send Mishloach Monas on Purim Kotan, because Mishloach Monas has to do with Sudas Purim. So how could that be? You're making a suda from yourself and you don't care for others. So Misha Marbe Besuda Bepurim Kotan, Tzarich L'Shloach Monas Purim Kotan, and the Ksav Sofer comes up with a spark of genius. So the Mishnah says, Ein ben Odor Aleph L'Odor Beis, Elo Mikra Megillah V'Metonas Rav Yoinim Belevad. So the Rishonim say, regarding Simchas Purim, doesn't say in the Mishnah Simchas Purim. So there's a mitzvah of Simcha, Odor Aleph. The Ksav Sofer says, neither does the Mishnah deal with Mishloach Monas, only Metonas Rav Yoinim, because if there's Simcha, there's also Mishloach Monas. But I argue, Minchas Osho, Moedim Chelek Beis, I don't recall which simon, but there's a many lengthy discussions about Mishloach Monas, and I made my opinion very clear that not only Mishloach Monas has to do with Simchas Purim, Matonas Rav Yoinim also has to do with Sudas Purim, and I think I discussed this a year ago, in these very days. To me, in my opinion, as I made very clear in my Sefer, Matonas Rav Yoinim and Mishloach Monas are Shnei Tzodim Shalois HaMedbeah, they're exactly the same. The only difference is, when you're dealing with people of means, whatever you send them is okay, is a Tosefes. When you're dealing with the poor and the desperate, they know what they have and what they have not. So give them money. You're going to send hummus and they don't have bread. What will they do with the hummus? You're going to send chrein and they don't have fish. So what's the point in sending them food? And therefore, for the needy and the desperate, for the avyoinim, give money. For the wealthy, send foodstuff. They don't need your money. They have enough money. But both Mishloach Monas and Matonas Avyoinim have to do with Sudas Purim. So why would there be a difference? So if we say there is no Matonas Avyoinim Purim Kotan, even though there is a mitzvah in Simcha, it is possible that there also is no mitzvah Mishloach Monas. So my opinion would be Mishloach Monas is included in Matonas Avyoinim V'hainu Hach, not in Simchas Purim. Because even if essentially there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Purim Kotan, but the mitzvahs hayoyim, ha-mesuyomis, ha-mugdoris, are only Purim, Chodesh, Odor, Sheini. So, but the Ksav Sofer is an interesting Chiddush. The Ksav Sofer is an interesting Chiddush and a big Chiddush. Men astam in aloche kemoisoi. Yes.
On Purim Mishulash, we give the Matanis Levyonim on Friday, and
you show up
on Sunday. So
you're not identical. Yeah. The reason would be very simple. If you send food on Friday, people will be mechuyev to eat that food on Shabbos. Because Oinik Shabbos is a greater mitzvah than Simchas Purim. And Oinik Shabbos demands the best and the finest you have, you should eat on Shabbos. And therefore, you don't send Mishloach Monas on Friday because, regardless of the argument, B'yamei Chazal, they had no refrigeration, so maybe what you send on Friday won't last till Sunday, But even from the halachic perspective, people will need to eat that food. If you send good stuff, then it should be consumed on Shabbos, so it won't wait till Sunday. But if you send money, they could use that money on Sunday to buy what they need for Sudas Purim. But that does not essentially prove that there's a basic difference between Mishloach Monos and Matonos Lev Yoinim.
So also the problem depends on the Shittas Kumsadeish, or the Tam of Shittas.
Okay, so I do not want to broaden the scope of this discussion into a sugya which I think we dealt about a year ago, and I always assume that people probably remember from one year to the other what we say regarding the essence of Mishloach Monos and Matonos Lev Yoinim, which is a big sugya into itself. So today, we started off the shiur with a basic discussion regarding the definition of a shona meuberes of shnei chodshei odor, which is the real odor, and which is the ibu, which is the tosefes, and we dealt with many sugyas, starting off with dinei purim, in megillah, shtores, nedorim, aveilus, bar mitzvah. Those are the five basic sugyas, and me'inyan le'inyan kedarka shel Torah, we dealt with many details and many svaros. So the Ramo, in the very last words in Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim, dealing with the question, is there a mitzvah of Simcha and Purim Kotan, Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomet? So there's a story told, and the story is related to many Gedolim. Some even bring that it happened between the Gaon and Reb Chaim Volozhin, even though, to my taste, Sepas Nishfan Gaon. But some tell the story that when Reb Chaim came to say goodbye to the Gaon, and he traveled home, a far away, a lengthy stay. The Gaon told him, remember, Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yoim. And he was perplexed. What did he mean, Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yoim? There is no Korban Tumid B'zman Hazeh. And then it dawned upon him, the very first sif in Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim, the Ramu quotes the Moir Nevuchim, the Rambam and Moir Nevuchim. Ein Eidayma! The way a person acts and reacts and interacts, kishuhu levadei bebeisoi, the misha oimid b'fnei amelech. And the Ramo brings the posik in the very first sif in Shulchan Aruch, simen alef sif alef, shavisi Hashem lenegdi somed. And the very last sif in Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim is toiv leiv mishteh tomed. And those are the two tmidim that should be with us every day. And my addition to this vort is, it has to be tmidim kesidrom. You need to start with Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid and move on to Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomid. If you start with Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomid, very unlikely you'll ever get to Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. So we need to start off with Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, and it is only after 697 simonim of Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim that ultimately we could reach and achieve Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomid. Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim is not only the lengthiest of the four Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, it is the basis of Yiddishkeit. Even as is Dina Yishus, Ben Ishli Ishtoi, Choshe Mishpot as monetary issues, Yoredei as Yisu Veheta, they are all important fundamentals in Yiddishkeit, but what Yiddishkeit is basically about is the Seder Hayom and Shabbos and Moed, and that is Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim. And that is the essence of what being Yid is all about. So in the very first sif, we have Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, and in the very last sif, those are the last words in Shulchan Aruch Chol Chaim, Toiv Leiv Mishteh Tomid. Hayiro v'hasimcho misham shem be'irbuvia. And they are both essentials. They are both fundamentals. So our basic feeling is Yira and Simcha are contradictions. Could they dwell together in one's heart? They could, and they always should. So there's an amazing Rabbeinu Yoin in Brochas Daf Lamed Dalet, the beginning of Perikei Noim Dem Le'espalel, and the Gemara quotes the Posek, Vegilu Bir'odo. Vegilu Bir'odo. So Rabbeinu Yoin says, fright and joy don't go together. When a person is terrified, when he is frightened, when he is afraid, he cannot be very joyous. And that is true regarding any other Yira, but not Yiras Hashem. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, when we are in awe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that should complement and enrich and deepen our feeling of Simcha and gratitude. We need to be so happy and so fortunate to have Yirat Shamayim and to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yira and Simcha don't contradict each other. They actually should complement each other and enrich each other. That is what Rabbeinu Yonah explains at the beginning of Perek Ein Oimdim in Bruchas Daf Lamed Daled. And in my Sefer I wrote an amazing raya that Yira and Simcha are not contradictious. There is only one mitzvah in the Torah in which the essence of the mitzvah is Yiras Hashem. When the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Yeruah Kol Zechulcho, Sholosh Be'omen Bishana, and the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh that a person needs to bring his Trumas and his Maises, Leman Tilmad LiYeruah Hashem Elokecha. So Yerushalayim B'Yemei HaMoed was basically a Beis HaMusar. Did you ever visit a real Beis Musar? The real ones. There aren't many of those around any longer. But a Beis HaMusar is a place where people come and they cry and groan, and it's not a very joyful place. So we would assume that Yerushalayim Bizman HaMoed was a city of depression, of Tzebrochan and Neshomis, and it's a clap to people. But it was not. What was the atmosphere in Yerushalayim Bizman HaMoed? The very last paragraph in Medrash Rabbah Chumash Shemois, at the very end of Parshas Pekudei, there's an amazing Medrash. Kiton echod hoyu chutz le'ir, v'kiton shel chishboinois hoyu koirim lo. Kol ha'tzorech l'chashev, haya yotze l'sham u'mechashev. There was a little hut outside of the city of Yerushalayim, not in Yerushalayim, but outside. And they called that bungalow Kiton Shel Cheshbonos. I don't know whether they were kaspomatim in Yerushalayim. What's a kaspomat in English? An ATM? Something like that? Yeah? So, if you took your Dapei Cheshbon out of the ATM, you couldn't read them in Yerushalayim. You had to leave the city. Shema Yechashe V'yetzer Loi V'Yerushalayim Mesois Kol Oretz K'siv Bo. There is no room for sorrow in Yerushalayim, no. You're not allowed to check your balance because you might be in the red. You're probably in the red. So it'll cause you a little drop of Ogmes Nefesh, and that is prohibited in Yerushalayim. That very city in which multitudes came, the masses, with one objective, with one goal, Leman Tilvad Liyiros Hashem Elokecho, that very city was the most joyous place in the entire world, the happiest place on the face of earth. Mesois Kol Ha'aretz K'siv Bo. So obviously, Yira and Simcha do not contradict one another. And that is the famous line that we find in Tono Debi Eliyahu, Yoresi Mitoich Simchosi V'Samachti B'Yirosi. Yira and Simcha should enrich one another. And the Talmidim, the great Talmidim of the Ari HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Vital, and the Sefer Charedim testify in his name that the Ari said all the madregas he was masig was only b'schus Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So regarding Simcha, we have two different ideas of Simcha. Simchas HaTorah and Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Goes without saying that in Litvish Yeshivas, most of the Meshkichim speak about Simchas HaTorah. And Chassidim usually speak about Simchas HaMitzvah. But I always say there is a basic Simcha that is more fundamental, and both Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah derive and rise out of Simchas HaAvdus, the raw and basic Simcha of being a Yid, of being a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chosen few, of being a Kodesh Baruch Hu's family. We are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's family. We are His cherished and beloved children. Like the Mishnah says in Masechet Tovos, Chovav Odom Shenivru B'Tzelem, Chibi Yaseir Anadas Lo, Odom Shenivru B'Tzelem Elokim. And that refers to all humankind. Then the Mishnah goes on, Chaviv and Yisol Shenikru Bonim L'Mokim. Chibi Yaseir Anadas Lem Yisol Shenikru Bonim L'Mokim. Simchas HaAvdus, we are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's servants, we are His children, we are the chosen few. Out of the billions, different races, different nations, different peoples. We are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's family. And he loves us more than he loves all the others. And we love him more than all the others do. And that is the most basic simcha, which I define as simchas u'avdus. U'mimena simchas ha-toyra v'simchas ha-mitzvah. V'toiv leiv mishte tomid. So ayid afalamul zan v'simcha. Sometimes more, sometimes less. In all the circumstances, we need to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to be b'simcha. So this week we are approaching the ultimate Yemei Simcha, and that is Mishnech Nesod Marben B'Simcha. We dealt with the question, does that include Odor Aleph? But it definitely is primarily Odor HaSheni. Odor HaSheni, and there's an amazing Rashi. Mishnech Nesod Marben B'Simcha, Mishum Yemei Anes, Purim V'Pesach. Purim V'Pesach. Yeah. The Simcha starts Odor, but it doesn't end till after Nisan. Because Purim v'Pesach, kach kosev Rashi, mishenech nasod ha-ma'abim b'simcha. So the time in which we start to be ma'abim b'simcha is Chodesh Adar, but we don't drop it, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, keeps on till after Pesach. So these are Yemei Simcha, and Yemei Yeshua, and days that are mesugal for Nissan v'Neflois. And therefore the Gemara says in Tanas Daf Chof Tes, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, somebody has a court case, he should try to push it off, not to have it on Av. If he could, have it in Adar. Adar are Yemei Zgura. Mesugal for Yeshuas and Nisim v'Neflois. Horachamon hu yasalonu Nisim v'Neflois k'shem sh'osu l'avoseinu b'yom ha'mahemu b'zman hazeh we should be noichet to Nisim v'Neflois and Geulas Yisrael v'mheiro v'yomeinu Amen.
This whole question though wasn't the time of Kiddush Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, because they weren't longer the Kiddush right before Chodesh Nisan. They wouldn't if you didn't do it the first time you wouldn't.